resistant Protestants protest punishment. 11th of May, 2007. This is Reverend Simulator for UNnews. Citrus Heights, California. Protesters continued their picket at San Juan High School on Monday after some students were recently suspended for wearing Bible-themed T-shirts that condemned homosexuals. The protesters, who were supported by church activists, again wore their shirts, adding they felt they had a First Amendment right to do so. And Audrey Zuhravel, one of the suspended students, said, quote, "We're out here to protest the fact that we're getting suspended for merely being righteous enough to tell the gays that the Bible says they are abominations bound for hell. If the Bible says we should kill queers, then that's what we should do. We aren't yet at that stage. Soon, God willing, but not now. We're still at the T-shirt stage. The bumper sticker stage is next, which will be so cool. They're a scratch and sniff. They smell like brimstone, kind of sulfury, really." Unquote. On Monday, the principal of San Juan High School, Dave Tinkerbell Terwilliger, suspended five students for wearing shirts on which were printed biblical passage like "Fags are te-gay" and "Te-gays are fags." About 15 students went to class wearing the shirts, but most changed out of them and into shirts containing Bible verses that did not attack any specific group, except Lincoln High, which sucks. The intense rivalry between San Juan and Lincoln's football teams, the Wildcats and the Wildcats, respectively, is well known. Fred Phelps, who flew in from Westboro Baptist Church because he heard people were horning in on his turf, said, quote, "It's not hate speech if it's our hate speech, damn it. God hates fags. It's just that simple. They're not getting into heaven. Not like me. I'm all pious and shit. Not like those faggy abominations," unquote. But some parents of other students said they've had enough of the protests. Said one parent of one student, quote, "I have had enough of the protests," unquote. Another parent of another student said, quote, "I too have had enough of the protests," unquote. School administrators stand by the principal's decision. Trent Allen, spokesman for the San Juan Unified School District, said, quote, "We support the right of students to express their views no matter how reprehensible and idiotic they are. But we believe that school is not the right place to do it. School is for teaching children. Ah, heck, who am I kidding? It's for housing the little brats until they're old enough for prison. This is off record, right?" Unquote. Protesters also demonstrated in front of Mr. Terwilliger's home and church on Sunday. On Tuesday, they protested in his bathroom while he was trying to pee, and on Wednesday, they picketed his minivan while he ordered a meal at a McDonald's drive-thru. On Thursday, they had planned to protest while Mr. Terwilliger and his wife, Mrs. Terwilliger, were in flagrante delicto, but their plans were foiled when Mrs. Terwilliger had a headache. As for the future, they have things to do on Friday and can't harass the principal. One protester offered, quote, "But Saturday is free. I'll bring ambrosia salad if Mr. Terwilliger brings the hot dogs. We'll make a day of it," unquote. Mr. Terwilliger could not be reached for comment, as protesters were hogging his telephone, using it to call long distance to a guy they know in Japan. One protester said, quote, "That'll learn him. We're calling Australia next," unquote. This has been Reverend Simulator for UNnews. Thank you for suffering.